The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live, even in the world of this crazy COVID-19. But we're here every Sunday bringing you the most intimate and applicable information that we possibly can to support you. You've had a problem. You've tried. You've applied. You've done all those things that, you know, that you think of that unfortunately didn't work real well. Well, that's why we're here, so we can show you a different route, something without drugs, without surgery. We're in studio, except it's the studio of our houses, like everybody else. If you watch television or you listen to the radio, we're there. Anyway, give us a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We have a very interesting program for you today, one that's over the years we have all kinds of questions. How does it work? Why does it work? And what we're talking about is pain control through acupuncture. You know, so many of you suffer from chronic pain patterns and you've tried everything. At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we usually treat multidimensionally, multi-platform, if you will. And who better than, you know, someone who knows this subject better than anybody else is Dr. Stephanie Pina. Dr. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me again in this weird situation, but it works.
Yeah, it works. Usually I can sit next to you at the microphone and we're like, you know, a foot and a half apart, but this is like we're way apart.
We just need the props. That's all, like just to make sure it feels more normal. That's it. But we'll get there.
I know. I'm getting used to this. It's probably even better than going back into the studio. We'll see what happens. We can clean this up and make it better. Let's get into this. This Wednesday evening would be your night to do a presentation. But we're going to make this program, Pain Control Through Acupuncture, available to all of our listeners. And by the way, all you have to do to sign up for that, and it'll be sent to you via link, is go to rozellecare.com and leave a note and say, hey, listen, I want the link. I could also go to the office directly in 703-698-7117, and they'll put your name down, get the information that's necessary, and send you a link as well. But let's get into the subject a little bit. You know, we see patients in pain every day, whether it's spinal pain and, you know, what some doctors would call, well, what do you expect for your age? You have arthritis, you know, or migraine headaches or that sort of thing. So let's walk through this. Acupuncture is thousands of years old. It's has more clinical anecdotal evidence than any drug that ever existed relative to the pharmacopoeia. So how would you explain to somebody the simple premise of, you know, I want to do acupuncture for you. It's going to control your pain. And even to the fact that it may eliminate it permanently and do well. And they're going to look at you like, how does that work?
Well, usually the next thing that comes after that is they go, if I'm already in pain and you're going to use these needles, basically, I'm more fearful of that. So it's another question that goes right along with everything that I'm happy to always explain to patients. And then they're greatly surprised once they feel how relaxing it actually is. But what ends up happening is that with the use of the needle, the way acupuncture does, it's stimulating a lot of different systems to help out with a natural healing response in the body. So it's not just doing it by one way. So it's nice because if someone comes in with one type of pain, like say a back pain, which is very, very common for us to see, especially at the clinic, it could be from a number of different sources. It could be musculoskeletal. It could be from an injury. It could be from a metabolic disease. But what happens is that acupuncture doesn't need all that background. What it's really doing is trying to improve first nervous system control locally in that area. So it works with pain management that way. And it also helps to relax the body. And it's improving blood circulation to the localized tissue when you're needling locally. So it can work a number of different ways to kind of help basically improve that healing response without necessarily having the same diagnosis, or it's great for unknown pain when we don't know what's going on.
You know, there's a lot of substantive evidence, if you will, that shows how acupuncture works and the effect that it has. And some years ago, you know, we were doing ageless health seminars, you know, where we'd have 200 plus people on a on an annual basis show up for these things. And I remember you and Dareth teamed up and you did a thermographic imaging of somebody who had knee pain, and it was hot, it was swollen. On thermography, you can see that. And then you did acupuncture with it, and you took time lapse representations, and what we saw was that the inflammation, the redness, the heat, and so forth, over a period of just several minutes, went away dramatically and very effectively and quickly.
Yeah, what's interesting is you have kind of an ancient technique like acupuncture, but you can use modern day technology and modern day terminology to explain exactly what's going on with it. And that particular image, and it's going to be on the slides, I'm going to be covering that in the webinar as well too, is very interesting because not only were the needles placed around the knee itself, and you can actually see them visually through the thermography camera, but it's the pain that's coming down the shin or up above it that is not necessarily the things that people are paying attention to. That actually disappeared. The inflammation disappeared in that area too. We did another one in-house when we were getting ready to do that one where someone came in and had back pain. And so I basically put needles around and we took pictures every 5 minutes. And so it kind of surrounded the pain. And the inflammation zone kind of started to decrease while we had the needles in. But what was interesting is if you looked at the thermography gram, she actually had redness and inflammation going up her neck. And so after the fact, I asked her, I said, well, that pain's gone first before your back pain. She said, well, you know, what's interesting is I didn't really come in with back pain. I came in with dental pain after having an incision this morning. So really the pain was coming from a different situation, but perhaps because of the position she was in during the dentist chair, she was experiencing somewhere else, and the acupuncture was able to kind of focus in on the actual cause of the source of the pain and decrease that.
You know, it's interesting, after 43 years of practice, and obviously I practiced acupuncture for many years, but I leave it to you guys because I'm getting lazier in the practice, but that's neither here nor there. No, seriously, all kidding aside, the things that I've observed that are so far reaching and the intimacy of how the body works. Years ago, before computers and, you know, webinars and so forth, I got to watch open heart surgery through a closed video. And it was done by a couple Chinese surgeons, and the anesthesia that they used for the patient was acupuncture, nothing more. So they had a tent at chest level, so the doctor was talking to the patient, but literally only about a dozen needles were in this woman, and her chest was open and they're fixing her heart. So the reason I bring that up, because obviously that's pain control. Mm-hmm. How does something like that go into anesthesia and making the patient not aware of the pain? We know that it can be used for dental work. We can know it'd be used for a lot of things. How does that piece of pain control work?
Well, it's interesting because I think there's multiple levels to it, and that's what makes acupuncture so amazing, is because you can control that local pain where that surgery was going on through the nervous system and through the local input. But then you're also, think about the recovery after that. Once that person starts to wake up, you're actually controlling a little bit of that pain memory in there. So you're helping them not only feel it at the moment, but help them get through. So I would say typically here in the U.S., you're probably not going to see as much of the anesthesia acupuncture, but we usually use different things. Like we use ear acupuncture to help people when they have chronic pain. That's something that they can actually take home as an ear seed that kind of helps to dull down their nervous system and that sympathetic flight system, which also affects how well they heal. So there's a lot of different mechanisms that are involved with pain management. And so the more information you get from your patients, the more information you kind of understand of what's worked for them in the past, whether it's if it's chronic pain or what currently just happened with acute pain, you can figure out which are going to be the direct points for it. Because I'm sure they didn't use any 12 points. They use specific ones that they've done research on and they know that were effective and had the greatest effect on the nervous system.
You know, the interesting thing is the application of acupuncture in when it comes to pain control in so many different conditions. And traditionally and through statistics, one of the most impactful applications is the use with migraine headaches. So I've used it. You know, all of our doctors who practice acupuncture over the years have used it. But it's almost miraculous, because within somebody coming in who is suffering dramatically from a true migraine, which is a vascular headache, within a matter of a short period of time, the headache is gone. How does that application work differently, if you will, opposed to somebody who's got very bad low back pain or has a knee pain or has neck pain? Because the migraine, by definition, is vascular. We're dealing with a blood supply problem or an irritation and inflammatory reaction. Is there a difference?
What's interesting, when I have someone come in with migraines, there's the vascular issue, but then you also see the intensity of migraines with different types of hormonal issues. I had a patient more recently come in when they, what we believe was a toxic exposure. And it really kind of had that intensity that just was not going away. They hadn't identified the toxic exposure yet, so they kept exposing themselves over to it over and over again. So in those cases, you're not only treating a pain syndrome, but you have to treat how the person's dealing with their own environment. And so when we're dealing with a vascular type of migraine, you do have an effect on the cardiovascular system. And so that's the vascular part of it. By decreasing how much pressure is putting through those arteries that are going up to the head, to also help to relax the muscles that are surrounding those blood vessels, that's one of the key things that acupuncture does. And the great thing is you don't have to necessarily have all these localized points on the head, but you can actually move the blood flow away from that area. And by simply sending a patient home and having them do some, whether it's supplements and herbs and things that are going to decrease some of the inflammation factors that may be the trigger, you're actually helping those migraine headaches heal quicker. So you're using that multiple step approach basically better than if someone just used a migraine medication to simply shut off the pain response, but then it doesn't adjust the vascular response at all.
My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina, we're talking about, I was going to say migraines, but we're talking about pain control, but pain control through acupuncture. Extremely effective, incredibly substantive, tremendous amount of information, both researched and clinically anecdotal, but we use it on a day-to-day basis, and Dr. Pina is one of the best of the best. It's something that you need to know more about. Normally, this Wednesday night, Dr. Pina would be in-house doing a presentation, but you have an opportunity, because we're not going to drop this out for you, to listen at your own leisure, in the privacy of your own home, to a webinar, PowerPoint presentation, and all you have to do is go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellecare.com, and let us know that you want it. You're going to leave your email so we can send it to you. We'll send you the link, and you'll make that happen. It's a really impactful presentation. Those of you who heard her know that she's a wealth of information, and I would encourage you, take the time, you know, share the webinar with whoever you'd like to. This is a great opportunity to really sit back, relax, listen to it, and you probably couple times. We're coming up to a break, and you know, this is an exciting presentation. I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to ask Dr. Pina a lot of different questions as the program goes on. So don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest today through the magic of Zoom, we're both in our houses, Dr. Stephanie Pinos. Dr. Pina will be your presenter, your host this Wednesday evening, and she's going to be talking about pain control through acupuncture. It's an amazing topic. It's one that we should know a whole lot more about, and that's why we're doing the presentation. But you don't have to come to the office. You can do it at home. You can sit in the privacy of your living room, your family room, wherever, and watch this presentation and listen to it through the magic of media. So all you have to do is call rosellecare.com. Actually, just go into rosellecare.com and register, and or 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell our staff when you call that you want to register for the webinar and they'll get some information. If you have any questions that you would like to ask prior to the program, when you register, please leave your question as well. Or when you go into RoselleCare.com, you know, just type out the question and Dr. Pina will do everything she possibly can to answer that. Dr. Pina, you're still with me?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So let's get into the program a little bit more here. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about how this system begins to portray itself. Pain comes in all different shapes and forms and affects every part of the body. You know, you have patients who their big toe or their heel aches, and it can be from gout. And we know that gout is a uric acid problem because of a problem with liver function. Does it work for those types of metabolic problems as well? Not necessarily gout, but things like that that are not a joint problem or a vascular problem or so forth. You have an organ system that's not working.
Yeah, absolutely. What's interesting with that is when you're gathering the information from someone who's coming in with, whether it's gout or another symptom that doesn't seem like it's musculoskeletal pain, you're kind of trying to see how is their overall health doing to begin with? Are they not responding to just clearing out stuff, to detox, or stretching and exercises or even rest? Why is the body not doing that? Where's the holdup? And that's where acupuncture can kind of come in because it's working on so many different levels. So when you're looking at something that's in a small joint that might be like your gout example, what you want to do is actually get more blood flow to that area so that it can clear out the inflammation. So the good thing is that inflammation and pain to some extent also works as a pain signal to us that says something's not right. What's not right with the body? It's a big red flag. So we want to pay attention to that. And sometimes those red flags mean you need additional help and work other than just controlling the pain itself. So in a case like gout, that's a perfect example because essentially, or even arthritis is too, if you're not looking at controlling other ways that there might be inflammation growing in the body, that could lead to things like joint pain that don't necessarily go away or aren't treatable in other means.
You know, it's an interesting topic because it has this mystique around it. You know, it comes from other than the United States. But the truth of it is that acupuncture has kind of its own different look and depends on the country that is applying it and looking at it. The French have an acupuncture system. The Indians have an acupuncture system. And I mean, Indians from India. Not only just the Chinese, the Koreans do and Japanese. So real quick question. How do they differ? Are they philosophically the same or do they look at them in their application very differently one from the other?
It's a great question. And a lot of times what's interesting is acupuncture also is just one part of a whole holistic system of Chinese medicine or East Asian medicine. So that might also include cupping and gua sha and Chinese herbs and dietary therapy as well too. So they looked at the whole body. And what's funny is when you look at other types of holistic systems like Ayurveda and some of the other places that practice different forms of acupuncture, they're using some of the same information. They're just applying it slightly different. So even within Chinese medicine, a lot of people practice it here in the U.S., what they call traditional Chinese medicine. That can be very different than classical Chinese medicine, which they practice in China. It's what we were taught when textbooks were come over here. TCM was the main thing that was taught. Originally, it was meant for medical professionals. And so then acupuncture schools and licensure started to build up. But even within that system, there's much more of, I like to call it more of a, I guess, a spiritual way of looking at it, or the emotional way of five elements, which is kind of what you practice, Dr. Roselle, or some of the AK kind of bases off of that. But there's other ways like Japanese acupuncture, Korean acupuncture. The Korean acupuncture likes to use hand acupuncture, so they use one part of the body to represent another part of the body. You see this a lot with the French energetic systems that a lot of medical acupuncturists use. And the French system also came about a lot with the ear points that we use now for detoxification. And the NADA protocols as well, too, to help out with substance withdrawal and abuse. So each kind of system is kind of playing off of each other. They're just kind of using it in a slightly different way. And a lot of patients have come in, they may have been exposed to different types of systems and one might work better than another. So it's the different techniques and therapies within the different types of acupuncture and within the Oriental medicine system that we need to figure out what's going to work best for this patient here at this time. And I always tell patients if they've been exposed to someone or they got treated before and it was uncomfortable or they felt uncomfortable or they didn't feel like they could ask any of the questions and understand what the heck was going on, that's always the best patients for me because I like to sit there and explain to them in modern day terminology, which isn't what's available a lot of times, like say on the internet or in some of the books that are available. You know, what's the resources behind this? Like, how do we think of this in modern terminology and kind of get the background for it too?
And there's huge amounts of research that's available today, and it's an ongoing process. You know, the amazing thing and that people don't understand is simply this. Even in Western medicine, you go back 150 years, so much of what was done was cloaked in mystique and folklore and circumstance and so forth. And the same thing with anything that is really not known or brought in that is new. And we're going to get into that in the second half of the program. We're coming up to a break here in a short period of time. The point of it is that when you understand something, it no longer is mysterious. It's practical and it's able to be applied properly. But we're here at 888-630-9625. Love to take your questions on any type of pain pattern and wondering, would it work with this system of acupuncture that is thousands of years old and one that really could have a tremendous impact on your being able to live comfortably? We'll be right back after some important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live from our homes to you directly, but you know what? We're doing this because you deserve the best information that we possibly can give you. My guest today from her home, Dr. Stephanie Pina, and we're talking about pain control and acupuncture and how effective it is and how impactful it is. It's one of those subjects that, you know, everybody says, acupuncture, how does that work? Well, why does it have such an effect on pain? Why isn't it used more generally? Well, the truth of it is it's being used for thousands of years and it does have a very significant impact. And often acupuncture is the missing link. We use it integratively with other therapies within the office, and we find that the result is that we can resolve conditions much faster. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Stephanie Pina will be your host, your presenter, by way of online presentation. And to take advantage of that, all you have to do is simply call the office, 703-698-7117. And tell our staff that you would like to be hooked up with it and they'll get some information from you. Or you can even make it easier than that. Just go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com and register. Just go into, you know, the website and send a note to the office and say you want to register for the class and it will be sent to you. You can sit there in the privacy of your own home and, you know, listen to it and bring your family around. And as you know, Dr. Pina is a wealth of information. She's an amazing presenter and, you know, you'll enjoy it. I promise you this will be a very educational moment for you and your family. And by the way, ask any question that you want beforehand. Send it to her since you can incorporate it into the presentation. Welcome back, Dr. Pina. Let's talk a little bit more. And people want to talk to you right now. They can do so just simply by calling 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And happy to take and entertain any questions that you may have. Let's talk a little bit more about acupuncture and arthritic pains. And, you know, people who have, they move and they hurt, you know, their hips are degenerating, their joints are breaking down. And it can be anything from an athlete that has, you know, played contact sports, anything from football, weightlifter, you know, over a period of years, or just as we've gotten older and we have neglected our bodies, if you will. And now we have levels of inflammatory reactions that get into the joint spaces. We've lost bone mass and so forth. How does acupuncture differ, and I know that it does differ between these different type of presentations, but one, is it effective, significantly effective? Is it something that that can be used by virtually anybody in any of these pain conditions? You know, what's our applications, what's our limitations?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So what's interesting is especially osteoarthritis of the knee was something that was researched quite heavily in the last 20 years. And it's one of the first things that got covered by insurance where acupuncture was shown that there was enough evidence that it was a significant impact. So those localized arthritis is that you might have some of that wear and tear, or there may be just, as people would say, oh, it's old age. It's actually, it showed to respond well to acupuncture and was safe and effective. And that's one of the key things too, is you don't even want just the efficacy, but you want to make sure it's safe and it's cost effective as well too. And so with different types of arthritis, what's interesting is when we see that acupuncture doesn't tend to help as much, there may be wear and tear patterns that they need to go to surgery. There's bone on bone type of cartilage and stuff. And so what we do is we still do acupuncture, but we changed what the goal is of it. So that's the key, is where you are in your pain, you need to place goals that are reasonable for what's going on. So if someone is going into a surgical and has to have a, say, a knee replacement, what's interesting is you can use acupuncture not only to help out with localized pain management, but also boosting the immune system and getting as much blood flow and circulation into that area before they're going into surgery. And then afterwards, trying to help out with the healing response as well, too. You're also trying to work on the tissues just surrounding the joint and trying to get some of the more hydration and fluid and detox that joint as well, too, because that inflammation factor is still going to be around, too. That surgery doesn't really address essentially where the inflammation came from that started the arthritis from breaking down. So it can still affect different types of arthritis and different types of body in a lot of different ways. But the main thing, too, is you want to make sure you're picking the right goal for what you're doing as your treatment at that point.
888-630-9625. That's how you find us right here, right now. Let's go to the phones. Peter, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hi. Hello? We can hear you. Yes, sir.
Hello. Oh, you sound like Dr. Goober. This is Mr. Rozelle.
Yep, we can hear you, Peter.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, you know, I was checking this out, you know, and, you know, acupuncture and all that, you know, in karate and stuff. There's a way you can do it with your hand that temporarily fixes it for a while, right? I'm kicking around some theories here. I'm writing a bunch of stuff down. I'm kind of profound, but I need some help too. I'm all banged up. I've been through so much, so I learned a bunch. But acupuncture, you know, it's you know, the right side of the, you know, the wiring in the brain is crossed, right? So the right brain controls the left, the nerve endings, and the left brain controls the right. So so you got
Peter, you got a question, buddy? Yes, what's your question?
Well, my question is, you know, acupuncture works, and you know, my dad went through it because I went to Walter Reed with him for a long time. I've had hip. I'm learning to walk for the sixth time. I got rods down my femur. I got screws through my hip. And I'm in a wheelchair now, and my knee's been operated. And I'm all banged up and everything.
Have you had acupuncture done, Peter?
Excuse me, sir.
Have you had acupuncture done?
No, but I don't have migraines. I had them when I was young, but I don't have migraines. I have a headache too. But there's several things that acupuncture can work with. No, there's water in the brain too, and when you get a hangover is when your brain settles on the
low.
So,
Peter, do you have a specific question for Dr. Pena?
Well, I'd like to know more about it, but I'm not sure if that'll really help me. I really don't have headaches, but
well, it's not just Peter. Acupuncture is not just for headaches. As we're talking about, it can affect spinal pain, joint pain of any situation. It's one of those applications that is not isolated just for a headache. It's not isolated just for shoulder pain. It's not isolated for a knee pain. It's one that determines the imbalances and inhibition within body function. And so subsequently, if you treat those things, you're in a wheelchair, you have screws in your hip and so forth. Those things cause inflammatory reactions. They cause swelling. They cause a pain cycle to continue to repeat itself over and over again. It's like a memory that continues to move forward. And acupuncture has been shown in multiple cases, not multiple, thousands of cases, that can be modified. Dr. Pena, what's your take on that?
So it's interesting that phone call brings up a couple of different things that I want to address. And I'm saying, this is a perfect example. If someone's coming in and they're in a wheelchair, but you can't maybe have access to the area that you need to treat, acupuncture is great because you don't necessarily need local points to do it. You can use that idea that the left brain controls the right side of the body, and the right brain controls the left side of the body, by using other points that are what we call distal points. So points on the hands that actually have some of the same type of nervous system controls that gets the body to respond, or working on referral pain in different types of areas. So there's a lot of different things that acupuncture should do to cover a lot of the conditions that you just mentioned. Sometimes you have to think outside the box as the acupuncturist to figure out the best way to do that, best position to put the patient in. The other thing that's really interesting is that when you bring up kind of having, we brought up the martial arts aspect of it. So movement is part of that holistic system that Chinese medicine was put into. A lot of martial arts, Tai Chi, Qigong, they have some of that same kind of idea that qi and blood or the function should be moving throughout the system to create homeostasis, which is what we would call it in modern day terms. And what's amazing with that is if someone can't move as well, there's a lot of other repercussions that we have to take into consideration. So acupuncture works as a great way to help promote blood flow throughout the body as if you are moving or exercising. So there's a number of different reasons why acupuncture should be great in this particular situation. You just would want to take a full detailed case to see exactly what's going on. And that way the acupuncturist like myself can come up with the best points for you.
You know, one of the most impressive things that I watched, and you're very well aware of it, there's a movie that's called 9,000 Needles, and it's about an American weightlifter, that tremendously fit guy that ended up with a stroke, and he was in a wheelchair for a couple of years. And he then was taken to an acupuncturist in Vietnam, and with treatment, he was back on his feet. He got out of his wheelchair and pretty much resumed normal function, normal life. And we had shown that in the office at one point, a couple, two, 3 years ago. How does that type of thing, obviously there's pain associated with it, there's infirmity, there's immobility. We're talking about not only pain, but we're talking about dysfunction. I'm just going off of which the point that you just made.
Right. And so you've got a lot of different systems and you have to address each one of those. But one of the first ones is kind of putting that nervous system back online so that it can get the right nerve impulses to and from muscles. And so that way they can start to develop strength again and kind of move forward. So acupuncture, there's quite a bit of research where it's been used for stroke rehab. And obviously the closer to when the stroke is, the better. In that particular situation, it had been a number of months since he had had his stroke, and he went through conventional methods until they basically had used up all their funds and insurance had denied them any more treatments before he went to China. And when he was there, he was getting multiple treatments of acupuncture, sometimes twice a day. They were doing physical therapy. They were changing his diet. They were doing herbal baths to kind of help soak and get topical applications to improve blood flow to the different limbs in his body. So what's interesting is sometimes acupuncture can be used as part of, can be used alone, but it also needs to be used part of a larger system where you're getting different impulses and looking at the box from a couple of different ways in order to best serve the patient. And that particular gentleman, what's interesting is his brother, who was the filmmaker who accompanied him to China, went on to continue to make another documentary with shorter segments about how acupuncture helped cancer patients in hospitals. And I believe he was also involved with the state of Kansas, who didn't have licensure, so they didn't have licensed acupuncturists. And that was one of the things that helped convince legislation to actually come up with an acupuncture license in that state, because they wanted to make sure it was safe and effective and there was proof. So those are great tools to use to kind of show people the range that acupuncture does, along with all the research that's been coming out. Because in the last 20 years, there's been quite over 13,000 research articles performed on acupuncture that were published. And that's from 60 different countries. And most of those countries and most of those research articles actually came from either the US, Europe, or Australia. So there's quite a bit of information that's out there on different kind of techniques. And there's going to be a number of resources that I'm leaving people who really want to look at some research and systematic reviews in the presentation.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Pina is going to be doing a presentation online for you, PowerPoint, voiceover, and you'll have the opportunity to listen to it with your family in the privacy of your own home, your living room. Take advantage of that. All you have to do is get a hold of RoselleCare.com. That's our website, and send us a note that you want to have it, and we'll have your we need your email and or call the office at 703-698-7117. And if you have questions that you'd like to have answered during the presentation, Dr. Pina will address those if you give them to her now. And but you also can call the radio station at this point. We'll go through that. You know, the point that we're making, acupuncture works extremely well, very powerfully when it comes to pain control. It has to be done properly. It has to be done in systems, in a coherence, if you will, of multidimensionality. You know, Dr. Pina, as you know, I've gone to China twice and studied there and have brought back some very interesting applications. But what is really evident when you go there, this is not a mystical, spiritual application. There's hard science behind it. It works with the energetics of the nervous system. It works with the body ecology, if you will, the nutrient bases and so forth. We're looking at pain control as something that is being triggered by something. And what we're trying to understand in a multidimensional path is what that something really is and affecting it. And so, as you said, acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine, as you mentioned earlier, as a TCM, is not just needling. It has to do with doing manipulative modes. It has to do with nutrition. It has to do with a lot of different formats. But at the end of the day, acupuncture used to control pain is huge. Let's go to the phones. Barbara, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
I was wondering if acupuncture can help multiple sclerosis.
Dr. Pina, do you want to handle that?
So obviously with multiple sclerosis, everyone presents a little bit differently. So that's one of the main key things is find out how your nervous system has been affected. Some of my first patients, and I remember one of my first at-home visits that I did in Arizona was actually a multiple sclerosis patient. And we had to come up with the best goals for her because she was definitely still using conventional medicine. And I want to make sure that that was able to do what it needed to do. But then we can support her body also with fatigue and some of her eyesight issues and the urination issues that she had too. So definitely the pains with multiple sclerosis are interesting because those nerves are firing different. So you want to make sure that when you're doing acupuncture, obviously you're working with somebody who's worked with this before. And then you want to make sure that they understand how your particular situation needs to be addressed because there's not necessarily a cookbook of acupuncture points for specific conditions. But what you want to do is make sure that if you're experiencing something that seems very different from someone else, and this type of condition, just like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, can be very different from person to person, you come up with a treatment that's specific for you. So in the long story, yes, you can affect multiple sclerosis, and it's also going to affect outside that just that pain category as well, too.
You know, there's so many things that acupuncture can have an impact upon, and pain pattern is one of them, but it has to be looked at in a multidimensional pattern. MS, Parkinson's disease, even Alzheimer's and so forth, it can have an effect. When we're coming up to a break, I would love to pursue this a little bit more. We have another caller that I want to get to when we come back from the break. But this is a fascinating topic. It's one that we talk about every day in the office. We can continue the far-reaching tentacles, if you will, in so many different conditions because it's powerful, it's effective, and the results are something that you can see immediately. But we're coming up to that place where we have to take a break for, people that bring you Dr. Tom Rizzo live. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get back onto the phones and we're going to point you in the direction with data, with information that you need to have. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo live. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina, your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, but she'll be doing it on the internet by Zoom. Actually, we'll be able to hook you up, not by Zoom. Okay. So Dr. Pina said
that's the radio show. Then we're going to have the presentation. So it's got the voiceover. And then when people register, they can send in their emails for their questions the way we would normally do the in-house lecture.
Oh, I thought you were doing the voiceover on Zoom.
No.
No. I'm bad. So anyway, no. Anyway, you'll be able to do the voiceover and people will be able to listen to you and we'll send it to them. And all they have to do is actually just get online, go to rosellcare.com and register, or simply call the office at 703-698-7117. The same way of registering as you always do. You go down, find the advertisement for the program, click register here, and you'll be able to get that done. You know, we have several callers and everybody waited to the end. So we're going to, we need to do that to be respectful, but let's go to the phones again. And Deidre, are you there?
I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. If I mispronounced. Anyway, you want to know about a bulging disc pain?
So I have a bulging disc and a synovial cyst. Both have been reduced in size. For the past 6 months, I've had nerve block, cortisone shots to reduce the inflammation, been doing core work and Pilates to strengthen my core, which I know helps. But I was reading that there's muscle memory for pain, so-called muscle memory, where your body, your brain just gets hardwired, used to sending those pain signals. So I was wondering if acupuncture would be helpful.
That's correct. So, Dr. Pina, you want to start on that one?
Absolutely. So what's interesting is the stuff that you've already done is actually one of the things where we're looking at it from a couple of different approaches. So not only worrying about the disc itself and the structural, but then looking at the how do we support the core muscle. So that's a great first start. That muscle memory pain that you're talking about can be tricky because then it can also show up in different areas. So it, as it follows, say, down a different nerve that's affected at that disc level, that pain may show up completely different and seem like it's a foot pain if it's in the lower back or calf crampness. So what's interesting is you can definitely use acupuncture to kind of help treat and help out with that recovery. It just might be in a different spot than most people are thinking of. And so we really track and follow patients and get feedback for them to see how they're doing after, say, a workout or an adjustment or an acupuncture session to see how their body's kind of memorizing where their pain patterns are. And that way you can come up with the best treatment that might be individualized every single time you come in.
You know, it's an interesting presentation when you have pain patterns that get triggered. It's like a reactive pattern. You push a button and everything shows up again. Somebody who has back pain or bulging disc, somebody who has a knee pain that just doesn't go away. But all the studies, all the testing and so forth says it's absolutely normal. There's a piece that comes off of both the neurological system and the functional neurology and an acupuncture. It's called injury recall. And it has to do with a recidivistic button, if you will, that can be part of the irritation to the acupuncture system. So you have energy that's not moving through, or a trigger to the nervous system, to the brain, that says that pain's still there. It's still there, even though that the tissue's healed, the bone is better, the injury is no longer present. But when you test it, if you do it the right way, you can find it through the acupuncture pulses. You can find it, by going to other referred areas of pain, or you can also do it through muscle function testing, which a lot of acupuncturists are doing today, where if you tap the area and then you test a muscle that's strong to begin with, that muscle will now become inhibited. And that tells you that it's there. So you have to actually go to the higher centers neurologically and energetically to reset it. So the pain threshold will then begin to ameliorate and become absent, if you will. So, you know, you have an opportunity. So the short answer to his question is yes. In fact, there is that recidivistic pattern, and the final answer is it can be resolved. So Dr. Pina, from, you know, an acupuncture point of view, when you're looking at something like that, how common is that type of thing? How common do you have pain patterns that everybody else says is not there? The tissue looks normal, but you know, from an energetic point of view, there's a problem.
I'd say it's pretty common. And sometimes you have to focus on the main pain that people are coming in for, because obviously they want relief. But as a practitioner, you're realizing and observing that there's other issues involved with it too, or like I said, it's coming from a different area. So you have to kind of be a little bit delve deeper into your investigation anytime there's, you know, with acute or chronic pain, especially if there's comorbidities and other long-term pain responses, like the MS patients that we talked to earlier. one of the things too is we just think about how basic stress can be on the body too. So when there's been chronic stress, that's going to change our mindset about how we think and act and feel. And the body doesn't know when we're under stress for real or not. So it's going to try to guard itself as well too. So that can create another type of referral pain as well. So acupuncture is great for stress release and trying to get the body to kind of just relax and allow it to function a little bit better.
Yeah, it's amazing when you realize that acupuncture is an interconnected network of flow, of energetic flow, neurological flow. You can put a lot of different terminology to it. But the point of it is that often pain presentation in one area that doesn't go away is often as a result of something else that's showing up perhaps someplace else, or a localized recidivistic pattern that's just causing it to come back. There's another caller, but we're not going to have time to take it. And what I would encourage, I'm not going to take the call, but Jay, reach out to Dr. Pina privately. He wants to know about acupuncture certification. How does someone go through becoming an acupuncturist? So absolutely, all you need to go is go to rozellecare.com and send Dr. Pina a private note. She will reach out to you. But this Wednesday evening, you'll have the opportunity to hear firsthand on voiceover PowerPoint presentation in the privacy of your own home, Dr. Pina talking about the subject of acupuncture and pain, and you know, any other question that you have that you'd give it a bit beforehand. So make sure that you go online, go to rozellecare.com and scroll down to see the ad, hit register here and leave the information so we can get back to you. Dr. Pina, it's great. You know, it's always a pleasure. I'll see you in the office on Monday.
Yeah, it's like 12 or 24 hours from now.
That's right. So. Take care. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.